Welcome. Today, we're discussing the fascinating, fast-paced, ever-evolving world of generative AI, and specifically, Google's Gemini's attempt to catch up with the big players.
Right? It's like a digital arms race out there. So where does Gemini stand in this battle of the bots?
Well, according to recent court data, Gemini's seen impressive growth, rocketing to 350 million. Monthly active users, and 35 million daily active users as of late March.
Wow, those numbers sound huge. That's a significant jump from the 9 million daily users reported just last October. So is Gemini catching up to ChatGPT and Meta AI?
Not quite. While Gemini's growth is undeniable, it still trails behind its main competitors. ChatGPT boasts an estimated 600 million monthly active users, and Meta AI leads the pack with a staggering 800 million.
800 million? Those are some serious numbers. Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, predicted Meta AI hitting a billion users this year. Do you think that's realistic given this data?
I see. Interesting. It's certainly within the realm of possibility. Their growth trajectory is steep. And with Zuckerberg's focus on AI integration across Meta's platforms, it's definitely a target they could hit.
But what about ChatGPT? They're claiming 500 million weekly active users, a number which, according to their CEO, Sam Altman, is growing rapidly. Doesn't that put them ahead of Meta?
That's a great point. While weekly usage is high for ChatGPT, we need to compare apples to apples. Monthly active users is the standard metric here. So while their weekly usage is impressive, the data presented in court still places Meta AI in the lead for monthly users.
Got it. So back to Google. Why are they revealing these numbers in court? It seems a bit self-incriminating, no?
Well, this data came out during a hearing about Google's search monopoly. They're trying to demonstrate the competitive landscape of the AI market, arguing that despite their dominance in search, they're playing catch-up in the generative AI field.
Ah, I see the strategy. So, they're essentially saying, look, we might be big in search, but this whole AI thing, we're still the underdogs here.
Exactly. And it's a key argument as the Department of Justice considers remedies that could significantly impact Google's business, including potentially forcing them to sell off Chrome or end exclusive deals that make Google the default search engine.
Wow, that's a big deal. The DOJ seems concerned about Google leveraging its search dominance into the AI arena.
Absolutely. The DOJ's argument is that Google's search monopoly gives them an unfair advantage in the AI race. Google, on the other hand, points to ChatGPT's success as proof that the field is still anyone's game.
So, it's a classic David and Goliath narrative, but with multiple Goliaths, and Google trying to position itself as David?
Precisely. It will be interesting to see how Judge Maida rules. This case could reshape the entire tech landscape. But for now, the generative AI race is on, and it's moving at warp speed. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back next time with more updates from the cutting edge of tech.
Goodbye.